Hello and thank you for joining me at the C Generation Devotional. Remember, you're a chosen generation and God wants to shine His light on the world through you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for your promise to be with us wherever we go. Father, we pray that you grant us the grace to go out every day with boldness and courage, knowing that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, one great benefit of walking with Jesus is that you are guaranteed to never walk alone in your journey through life. In a world where more and more people are facing abandonment, rejection, isolation, and loneliness, one of the most comforting promises in the Bible is that God will never leave us or forsake us. And we see this promise repeated several times in the Bible from the Old to the New Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, after Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt and through the wilderness for 40 years on their way to the promised land, God told Moses that his job of leading the Israelites was done and he would have to leave them. Now you can imagine how sad, afraid, and abandoned the Israelites would have felt. Moses had led them in their walk with God for so many years. How were they going to cope? How were they going to possess the promised land? But God anticipated how the Israelites would have felt, and he inspired Moses to reassure them of his presence. Deuteronomy chapter 31 from verse 1 to 6 says, "When Moses had finished giving these instructions to all the people of Israel, he said, 'I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has told me, you will not cross the Jordan River, but the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord promised. The Lord will destroy the nations living in the land, just as he destroyed Sihon and Og, the king of the Amorites. The Lord will hand over to you the people who live there, and you must deal with them as I have commanded you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." This is exactly what the Israelites needed to hear, a reassurance that God was never going to fail them or abandon them, even if Moses was no longer going to be with them. When handing over the baton of leadership to Joshua from verse 7 to 8 of Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses again reassured Joshua that God would neither fail him nor abandon him. God himself spoke with Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and confirmed that he would never abandon him. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, God said to Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." God gave the same assurance to other people in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 28 verse 15, God said to Jacob, "What's more, I am with you and I will protect you wherever you go. One day I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised you." In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20, David encouraged his son Solomon and said, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." In the New Testament, Jesus promised to give us, his followers, the Holy Spirit, who will be with us forever. Jesus said in John chapter 14 from verse 16 to 17, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Jesus himself reassures us that he will always be with us as we walk with him in carrying out the assignment that he has given us. In Matthew chapter 28 from verse 19 to 20, Jesus said, Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So in our walk with Jesus, Jesus has reassured us that he's always going to be with us till the end. It doesn't matter the situation or the circumstances. It doesn't matter who has left you or who has abandoned you. As God was with Moses, Joshua and the Israelites, God will never leave any of us or abandon us. And as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit will be with us forever. So what more can we possibly ask for? So God is saying to you today, as long as you continue to walk with him, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. So let us live our lives every day with the consciousness and the boldness and the courage that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. I really hope you've been blessed by today's devotional. And if you have, please remember to follow, like, and share on your favorite platforms like Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, or Google, or at C Generation Devotional. And if you'd like to get in touch, please remember you can send a DM on Instagram. So have an amazing day. God bless you.